Here's your midday brief for Wednesday, October 13th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The Labor Department says inflation ticked up 0.4% in September from August, fueled by pandemic-related shortages of labor and materials. Overall, consumer prices are up 5.4% from a year ago. That surging inflation will trigger the largest jump in monthly Social Security benefits in 40 years, 5.9%, for recipients that works out to an average of an additional $92 per month. J.P. Morgan Chase said its third-quarter profit rose 24% thanks to a release of more than $2 billion in rainy day funds it had put aside during the height of the pandemic. The company says spending on Chase consumer credit cards rose sharply, but consumers aren't racking up balances at the same rate they did a year ago. And the FDA says Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 booster shot showed signs of significantly bolstering the immune defenses of test subjects 6 months after they received the original vaccine. But regulators warned the most recent tests involved limited data, and they relied on J&J's own analysis for some of their findings rather than conducting their own. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.